Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for August 5th, 2010. I am Martin Drummond, and I want to talk with you today about this subject, a legacy lost. I can just see the family members hurriedly sifting through every bag, chest, and drawer in their house as they search for proof of who they are. There's a look of desperation that grips their faces, a look that is rooted in the fear that their mission will fail. The men in these families know what is at stake, and so do their wives. Failure means exclusion from the priesthood, even though they know that they are descended from the priestly line. It's a terribly sad micro story recorded in Ezra chapter 2, verse 59 to 63. An account that shows the failure of an unknown number of families in terms of documenting their priestly genealogy. In Ezra 2, thousands of Jews are preparing to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the city after decades of desolation. The new king in Babylon, Cyrus, is even helping with the project's cost. The core objective of the Jews is to rebuild the temple and resume the worship practices of the Jews. Priests would be the overseers of this long-desired resumption of Jehovah worship. Not only would the priests derive the great satisfaction of serving God and their people, but they would also derive their financial support from offerings at the temple. The descendants of the priests, Hobiah, Hakkaz, and Barzillai, had to have been thrilled when they first heard the king's plan. But then, when they realized that they would have to provide their ancestors' documentation at temple service, things got tough. All they had to do was find an ancient counterpart to an ordination certificate, or a diploma from a priestly seminary, or some temple document with grandpa's signature in a place required for the priest on duty. They found nothing. Despite repeated sifting of their homes and repeated trips to homes of close relatives, this had to be emotionally devastating, made even worse by the realization that a few moments of careful filing decades earlier would have prevented this calamity. I'm sure that you can imagine how the descendants of Hobiah, Hakkaz, and Barzillai felt when they had to accept the fact that their places as temple servants were forever lost due to filing errors. So how does this sad story relate to us? What are you doing now to secure your legacy of faith? To pave the way for your biological or spiritual descendants to follow in your footsteps of serving God? Serving as a priest in the Jerusalem temple is not an option for you and for me. However, if you're a Christian, you are part of God's new royal priesthood, 1 Peter 2:9 says, and you're called to declare the praises of God, and you are to pass on that role to those who follow in your footsteps, whether it be your biological children, your relatives' children, a younger adult convert, or any other believer of the generation after yours. It is so good when I encounter a Christian teen whose solid faith can be traced to a careful impartation of God's love and truth from faithful parents, who received the same from their parents, who received the same from their parents. It's like being one of the soon-to-be priests in Babylon who are packed and ready to go to Jerusalem with grandpa's priestly ordination certificate tucked into his inner robe right next to his heart. Dear friend, be careful in the living of your faith so that God is served and pleased, but never forget to be equally committed to imparting that faith to your child, to somebody else's child, or to a young adult who can carry your torch of faith after you're gone. Your legacy will be served, and your spiritual descendant will experience a sense of joy, not confused loss, when he or she senses God's call to return to him. As always, I love you, Martin.